Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Thursday, December 23rd, 2021. Did you do the crossword?
I did.
And what were your thoughts?
Oh, it was a groaner.
Mm-hmm.
It had a lot of puns that were real groaners.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was well done.
Mm-hmm.
And not too terribly difficult. I did it fairly quickly.
How quickly is quickly?
31:59.
Hmm. I did it in 23:37.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You must have found it quite easy.
No, I think I just got lucky. So there was a theme here.
Yep.
Would you like to talk about the theme?
Okay. Well, it was very much like a Sunday theme. All of the long-themed clues were questions, and then the answer was a pun.
Mm-hmm.
For example, 17 across, reef deposit hung on a holiday tree, and the answer was a Christmas coral. Instead of carol. And then 31 across, noble gas you can't live without, vital argon. So anyway, and then like 59 across, buys tickets for a couple of friends for a Polynesian getaway, takes two to Tonga. That one was stretching it there.
But mm-hmm.
Anyway, that was the theme, and they did a good job.
Well,
who did this puzzle?
This was Stephen McCarthy, who I do not recognize. But so I had a problem with 17 across. Reef deposit hung on the holiday tree, a Christmas coral. Mm-hmm. I mean, carol is something you sing, right? It's not something you hang on a tree.
No, but
so that doesn't make any sense.
But a Christmas carol. I mean, that's the name of the book with Scrooge and A Christmas Carol. That's the Scrooge story.
Right. But I still don't get it being hung on the tree.
Well, it's just a Christmas coral.
Okay.
You don't hang coral on a tree, but that's what they're inferring by calling it a Christmas coral.
Okay. This is too deep for me, I guess. I thought there were some interesting clues there. 9 down, 45 EG. And at first I was thinking maybe that was like supposed to be a president or something, so it was going to be prez, but it was disc.
Right. Uh-huh.
So I guess they call 45s, they call them discs? Apparently.
They must have.
Mm-hmm.
Records.
And 13 down, north and south, but not east or west. Turned out to be poles.
Uh-huh.
That was sort of cute.
Yeah, I like that one.
And I immediately got 21 across wrong. Popular web browser, I thought Safari, but it turned out to be Chrome.
Yes.
I think popular is sort of a relative term, but and 26 across was great. Heath genus that's also a woman's name, Erica.
Yeah.
I thought that was amazing.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still in pain thinking about 31 across, noble gas, you can't live without vital argon.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, really? And usually in the puzzle, if they have a trig function, they abbreviate it. So 33 across, it's 1 for 90 degrees, is sine, but it's actually, they write it out, S-I-N-E.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, there's nothing abbreviated in the clues, so there shouldn't be anything abbreviated in the answer. But just like, I'm just not used to, it's like, oh yeah, that's how you really spell sine, S-I-N-E. I didn't quite understand 41 across, Starbucks order for a man's man, Cafe Macho. So I understood the macho part, man's man, but I guess cafe is something you'd order at Starbucks?
Well, no. I mean, cafe, isn't that some foreign language term for coffee? I'm not sure. I wasn't sure on that one either.
Hmm.
I mean, they have a macchiato. I think you can order like a macchiato at Starbucks, but no, I've never heard of Cafe Macho.
And needless to say, I'm not a big frequenter of Starbucks, right. So I am not the right person to talk to about this.
Yeah, that one was that was a little cryptic for me too.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think actually that was where I ended up. That A of Cafe Macho. Ran into 42 down old timey agreements, mm-hmm. and it was eyes, AYS,
right?
As in, I guess I, which I would think would be spelled AYE. I mean, that's the vote. You know, you have the eyes and the nays.
Well, the A's, is it the eyes?
The eyes and the nays, but the eyes would be I usually
that's with an E, right?
Yes, exactly. And so here it's just A-Y-S.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, they seem to have lost their E, but... And actually that whole area, because 45 across, the clue was true, and I had it starting with an L and ending with an L, and I thought level. You know, you sort of true something.
Oh, sure.
But it turned out to be loyal.
Right, uh-huh.
Which also makes sense for true. If you're true to someone, you're loyal to them.
Right.
62 across, I thought was great. Something that's good to get a hole in. And the answer was one.
Right.
That was very nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that one.
And then right next to it, Archers. So I saw that, and I don't know if you know this, there's a show called The Archers. It's a British show. It started in 1951. They've had like 19,500 episodes of it.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like the longest continuous drama ever broadcast.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't The Archers. It was just Archers, and the answer was Bowman. So, but it just sort of like I had a brief flashback to The Archers.
Uh-huh. Bowman.
So, Bowman, yes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know if there's anything else too much of grand excitement there.
Uh-huh.
So I guess we'll wrap it up here. So thanks everyone for listening. Hope you're enjoying these podcasts. And Christmas Eve, we'll be here Christmas Eve, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so please join us as for our next episode. And we will see, hopefully, all of you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.